Several thousand people are gathering at Villers Bretonneux for today's dawn service in France. Among them is one extended family paying a special tribute to a long-lost relative. 30 members of the Duperouzel clan have travelled from three different countries to honour a man they call Uncle Jim, who died on the Western Front 100 years ago. Europe correspondent James Glenday reports from Villers Bretonneux.
OK, Dupers, follow the kangaroo.
On a freezing day on the Western Front in France, William Duperouzel rallies his followers. The door of a massive coach opens and four generations of his family, 30 people from three different countries, spill out into the military cemetery at Villers Bretonneux. It's all part of a tribute to their long-lost Uncle Jim.
He was 18 when he signed up. Within 3 months, he was on the troop ship to Egypt. Minimum amount of training. And then finds himself in France.
So this is sort of a pilgrimage in honour of him?
Indeed it is. We didn't know him, but we're here to give thanks for his life.
James Ross Duperouzel died in August 1916, somewhere on the front. The West Australian's name is one of the 10,773 listed on the massive memorial within the Villers Bretonneux Cemetery. A humbling, windswept monument to the enormous amount of Australian blood spilled in the surrounding French fields. The Duperouzels become silent as they approach his inscription.
He left to have an adventure and obviously had his life plans to go back and as we know, he walked into a horrendous hell and then was gone in a blink of an eye. But no doubt he'd have a smile on his face, there's no doubt.
This unusual family reunion has been planned for nearly 3 years. Some members have never met each other, and it's a major logistical exercise, booking accommodation, hotels and tours. But all the Dupers, even the French-speaking ones, tell me that more cousins and grandchildren had wanted to come.
I think they'd be proud and really honoured, just as we are, to be able to stand here and remember not only him, but so many others.
At the Anzac Day dawn service, the family will lay a wreath of native Australian flowers. Uncle Jim's life, like so many others here in France, was tragically cut short a century ago. But his family is making sure his memory lives on. This is James Glenday in Villers Bretonneux reporting for AM.